This is David Williams from the Health Business Blog. I'm speaking today with Jim Chase. He's president of Minnesota Community Measurement. Jim, thanks for your time today.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, Jim, Minnesota Community Measurement is managing a new initiative, and it's called the Doctor Project. What can you tell us about it?
Well, this is a project we're hoping to build new ways for people across the country to get be able to find more ways to share and find reliable information about healthcare performance. Things have changed a lot in the last couple of years. There are regions across the country that have pretty robust information on the performance of providers and their communities in healthcare. And this is the first time we'll be able to put information together across communities so a national employer or a national publication can use it.
Now, I understand there's a goal to work with 10 communities to develop consumer-friendly reports. And I'm wondering, have those communities been selected yet? Is there an opportunity for new communities to join? Where do things stand?
Sure. So we're in the process right now of contacting these 10 communities that we know could be ready for the first publication we're looking for, which will probably be in 2015, working with them over the next few months to identify sort of what data they have and finalize the agreements about that. But we're also getting the word out to others because we've now found that there are others that we weren't aware of that might be interested to join. So we expect this to be an ongoing process. There may be some who aren't ready today, but will be in a few months. So we're hoping to get this started with the first 10, but we'd hope that this gets people interested and that we'll see more communities participating in the future. I also hope this is an opportunity when the information comes out that people in other communities will ask, you know, why can't I get this kind of information on my physician? And we'll see a growth of areas that want to participate.
Jim, the term community is a little bit vague. How big are these communities? Are they whole states or regions? Or are they towns or cities?
Yeah, it varies a little bit. There are several initiatives that are statewide, so statewide initiative in California and Minnesota and Massachusetts. Others are around communities such as Cincinnati or Cleveland. So we'll see a mix there, but we want it to be, you know, large enough to be of interest to a national organization, but we realize not everybody is able to be statewide at this point.
Now, I understand the initiative is focused on consumers, so assuming your project gets going and is successful with these communities, what will it mean for consumers? How will it help them on a practical basis?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, in almost every segment of our economy, active consumers drive improvement in value, and the same can hold true for healthcare. So making this information we found in our own community has motivated the healthcare community to take steps to improve the outcome and value of the care. It gives them information on where they can focus, but because it's public, it also motivates change. And we also think this information can help the patients themselves get better care. Surveys have shown that more people want information when they're, to help them choose the provider that's best for them. And we also plan to combine provider and performance information with tools and other things when we put this out that help patients get better care for themselves. You know, how do they work with their physician? What kind of questions can they ask? What can they do to help themselves get better outcomes?
Now, you know, you mentioned publications and talking about 2015 for an initial publication date. I also saw that Consumer Reports is involved, and I know that they've been involved in some prior work that you have been associated with as well. How is Consumer Reports involved in this Doctor Project?
Yeah, so this is actually building on a project that we did with them in 2012 and 13, where three regions, communities in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Massachusetts partnered with Consumer Reports to publish some inserts in their magazine with the local data that we have. And one of the things we found from that was very successful, but for an organization like Consumer Reports, they really needed to be broader and affect more of their subscribers. So they're going to be a really important partner in this work. We hope to publish the results in some issues of their magazine next year. And they bring some really important things to the mix. They have an audience of subscribers that are used to using this data to, this kind of information to make choices. And they can get the information out there to a lot of people. That was very important to us. There are a lot of subscribers in Minnesota. We want to be able to take the data, I think, in all these communities and get it to where people are and where they're looking for information. They also have a lot of experience on how to present information, so it's useful for consumers. And many of us in the healthcare industry were used to talking to physicians and hospitals about this kind of data, but we haven't had as much experience in working with consumers. So it's a great opportunity to partner with them with their expertise on how do you talk plainly to a knowledgeable consumer audience and get them information that they can really use to help themselves.
Jim, you mentioned that some data is available in different communities, and there's sort of a mix between communities that are well served and those that are less served. I know that you can go to the web and find, you know, commercial vendors out there where you can search for information on your doctors, and that at the federal government level, you've got sites like Physician Compare. How does the effort that you're talking about here differ from what's already out there?
Sure. Well, one thing that we know that's different about healthcare from many other environments is if you ask the public sort of who do you trust for information like this, they say my doctor. And so, you know, that's a little bit of a challenge that we know we don't want the information to be biased and just have the doctor's perspective, but we know we need to get buy-in from the local providers that this is good and useful information. So that's the reason why we're working with these multi-stakeholder groups in these various communities that are able to have a table where they sit down and get buy-in, both from the local medical community, that this data is accurate and useful for care, but also have other stakeholders there, patients and employers and health plans who can push for information that's really useful for the consumers. And it's that balance that I think is going to give us and gives us the most useful data. It shows where there's variation and room for improvement, and helps us sort of take the data to where people are.
You mentioned that the project is getting going now and that you expect to have some initial publication in 2015. What's the time frame for this project? Is it something that, you know, start up and wrap up, or is it meant to be ongoing?
Yeah, we're hoping it's ongoing. So this much of this year is going to be collecting data and doing the validation and comparisons and packaging it. We hope to have initial publications in early 2015, but we want to pilot it there and again continue to have it be a function where it can grow. We can add other communities, and we can actually move to other national audiences that may have an interest. Again, one that we know that's interested is Consumer Reports, but we hope there will be others, such as national employers or others that organizations that need data on a national basis would be interested in working with us.
You've been talking a lot about, you know, data that's derived from the community and the medical providers there. What about data that's more coming from patients, you know, information that patients are generating about their own outcomes or their own experiences? You certainly see a lot of that on the web these days as well. Does that fit into this project, or would that be outside the scope?
No, it's absolutely something that we also hope to investigate. And I think that the key here is we know that the public would like to have more information about patients like them and are willing to accept information in many other settings, and I think they will in healthcare, about what did other patients or other people that interacted with the system think about it. So, but one of our challenges, I think, in healthcare has been it's really hard, with as local as healthcare is, as diverse as it is across the communities, of getting enough patient volume, so to speak, enough people who want to respond to really make that data reliable. So it's an opportunity, I think, if we can bring some of the data that comes from providers locally to the public. We could also ask the public to share information that they have about the providers. And so we could have a very interesting exchange of data that would benefit both the clinicians who are trying to figure out how to improve the care, but also patients who are trying to find out from other people what did they think and what kind of experiences did they have.
A lot of the information that's out there, and I think also the focus of the prior work with Consumer Reports, is on primary care physicians. And I understand that's a key, you know, interface or point of entry for consumers in the healthcare system. Are you expecting this to focus just on primary care physicians, or are you also thinking about specialist populations as well?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a mix. Our first few efforts will probably be in primary care, because that's where we have the most experience with data. It's probably easier for some consumers to sort of understand the relationship they would have with the primary care, what they might expect for the care that they would get there. But I do think there's a great opportunity for this to apply to specialty care, especially when people are looking for a procedure that they may have some choice in and want additional information. So I think that's an important thing for the future. When it comes to patient experience data, I think that's something that certainly crosses not just primary care, but people can get standardized information about patient experience on many specialty practices as well.
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is a partner in this work. What's their role in it?
Well, Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is a great partner here. They made a major investment over the last 7 years in through a program called Aligning Forces for Quality, in helping communities to develop this kind of information and motivate patients and providers to work together to improve care. You know, they recognize all healthcare is local, and you've got to start at that level to really drive change. And things go on locally in healthcare, not just in Washington. And so we hope this project is really going to help them bring that work that they've done to the national stage, help it grow by getting more communities to join, and that it will, you know, pay additional dividends for the investments that they've already made in moving this kind of work forward at a community level.
Jim, this has been a very informative discussion. Are there points that we have not touched on that you want to make sure to cover?
Yeah, you know, I think one interesting aspect of healthcare that this gives us an opportunity to explore is, unlike other things that Consumer Reports or others report on, where, you know, I think about a snowblower. If you're shopping for a snowblower, it's all about the snowblower. And in healthcare, it's really a combination of what the provider can do and also what patients need to do to get them better care. And so this is a little bit of a different environment, but I think one that we can address well, where we combine the, you know, information that we have from providers, but also give people information about what they can do to get better outcomes for themselves and working with their providers.
Well, Jim, it's been, I know, a great year for snowblowers in both Minnesota and Massachusetts, so I'm hopeful that the next few years will be just as good for information about physicians so that consumers can make the right choices.
Great. Thank you, David.
Perfect. I've been speaking with Jim Chase, president of Minnesota Community Measurement. We've been talking about the Doctor Project. Jim, thanks again.
Bye-bye.